K-State Nation, Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Here the weekend continues on December 11th, 2021. And this will stay with volleyball and a little bit of track as well. Yes, I'm recording it a little bit early. So, but be on the lookout for some recaps as well here. And particularly from men's basketball here later on at some point today or tonight or even tomorrow at that. So there's that as well. But really, real quick, this came a week and a half or so ago. Just wanted to highlight volleyball star once again, who I always talk about on this podcast, Aaliyah Carter, the sophomore this past year, was elected unanimously selection to the 2021 All Big 12 first team a couple weeks ago. Carter, the 2020 Big 12 in AVCA Midwest Region Freshman of the Year, earned her second straight unanimous first team honor after leading K-State, her team, with 422 kills. That averaged over four kills per set during the regular season. She ranked second in the Big 12, and 39th in the country in kills per set, playing in six rotations, the 5-9 product from the debut K, Iowa. I might have butchered that. I'm sorry. Look at the white it is that I wrote down. Set career highs in digs, 261, aces, 17, blocks, 48. Carter has logged a team-leading 13 double-doubles this season and turned in a career-high 20 digs earlier. You got to go back earlier this fall, September 11th, against Fresno State. Carter became the first Wildcat program in program history to earn unanimous first-team all-conference honors as both a freshman and a sophomore. She is just the second player to collect back-to-back unanimous first-team accolades. And you got to go back to my late junior year, senior year at K-State when Caitlin Pelger did this, and the first to be named All Big 12 first team in consecutive seasons. And again, two names that you are familiar with, that is Caitlin Pelger in 2012 and 13 season, and Katie Brand, who was here at K-State 2014 to the 2016 seasons there. Of course, you got to go down here. Once again, some more accolades for Carter. Carter owns right now 7 career conference weekly awards, 5 rookie, 2 offensive, has carded 5 matches over 20 kills this past year, including a season high 23 against TCU at TCU back in October 22nd. Her 11 career 20-kill performances are tied for second most in K-State history as well. Yes, it all decorated when you look at Carter. Just an absolute baller, if you ask me that. So every time if you've been a listener, a subscriber to Triple P this past fall, or even you go back to last year, you've heard me say her name over and over again. That's a good reason. At least so anyways. So Aaliyah Carter, and that's only 2 seasons down. Obviously, you can't go pro early, so you're going to be here for really all 4 years of your career. She can really set the bar really high for K-State volleyball individually stats. I mean, yes, you had Tiana Adams-Canola, who did some big things this year. Mackenzie Morris also was honored a couple of big defensive player conference of the Big 12 also as well. So, I mean, there's talent. There's 3 of your girls right there that are coming back. I think Haley Warner is going to be coming back as well. That's right. She's going to be coming back as well. You only lost 3 seniors, so now you get everybody else back, including your star player there again. I mean, I'm going to say what Alex Ayton always says on the Triple PW podcast. You know, you got to take advantage when you have a superstar like that, like Aaliyah Carter. I mean, K-State has pieces there. They're going to have to add a little more, I think. And even that, add a little bit more consistency as well. That's what hurt Coach versus team this year. And they got, they're our last foray into the tournament this year, which was awesome and everything like that. It should have been flipped around last year. They should have made the NCAA tournament last year. Got snubbed out, and this year they snuck in there, and of course you got swept out by Florida State in the first round. But yeah, you add a couple more key pieces there to kind of fill out that roster, to replace those girls with maybe possibly three more very good ones at very least. Maybe even add another transfer. You got Haley Warner in there, who came over from the University of Florida, who made a big difference there as well. So, hey, I mean, a girl like that, Aaliyah Carter, a stud like that, got to take advantage of it while you can. Like Alex always says about Deuce Vaughn. you got to take advantage of that. And, of course, Ioka Lee, the women's basketball player right now, junior as well. So, I mean, you got to take advantage of it while you have that type of talent, individually anyways, on that team. Speaking of talent, track and field real quick. I want to give, obviously, more on them up this coming week from their preseason tournament here in Manhattan. TJ doing it again. Obviously, Sankar set a new meet record on Thursday. TJ Sankar setting the meet record on Friday after morning within the high jump. That's his event right there, with a height of 7.4 meters over freshman Carl Forcelles there, who came in second as well, and Cliff Rovetto, the director of services for the track and field program in cross country. We don't even say that. Hey, we're not supposed to train for this meet. But hey, when you got a guy like that who's been in the Olympics before, he can do pretty much whatever he wants. And Sankar doing it in the pentathlon there. And again, more on this on the track and field side a little later on in this podcast as we move along through the end of this weekend. But this is, I just wanted to highlight that as well. And a couple other girls doing some big things in the 60-meter hurdles on Friday, which included Victoria Shena Badista Alves, Madeline McCabe, your trait, Becca Stike. I just did that. Yeah, that's a Russian name right there, I believe. I'm not gonna even repeat that. And Madeline Reiter all competed in the 60-meter hurdles. I still can't believe I just did that. A lot more on the track and field program as they wrapped up their little preseason tournament. A preseason, quote unquote, in quotation marks, yesterday and Friday as well. But TJ Sankar, once again, in the news. Again, we got individuals who can perform up to that level, like a TJ and a Leah Carter. Yeah, the track and field, they've been good. They've been good for like the last, 6-8 years. So they know how to put the talent around certain individuals. And of course, on the volleyball side, you got to find those little nuggets out there that can support Aaliyah Carter in those rotations as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, folks, download it whenever you get your podcast. Again, if you're an alumni of Kansas State, big fan of Kansas State, you live in the state of Kansas or outside of Kansas, like a Texas, Oklahoma, Iowa, you want to be subscribed to this podcast as well. Might be doing some behind the scenes here. Stay tuned for that. Again, I'm just doing that in the works a little bit right now. Obviously, working on some football stuff as well. The countdown at LSU for the football team. Chris Kleiman here, January 4th, 2022. That is down in Houston, Texas. The Tax at Texas Bowl. K-State LSU will clash in primetime when the new calendar year hits January 4th. That's going to do it for right now. Appreciate you guys. Go Cats. Eddie Greer, the Purple Project Podcast rolls on.